What's in a name? When the Brits voted to rebrand a scientific research ship as Bodie McBoatface, I chuckled. Nobody really cares what a massive vessel in the middle of the sea is called at the end of the day. But when you're the president of the United States of America, talking to the CEO of one of the largest tech companies in the world, whose impact on the world is more visible than pretty much any other company there is, you don't call him Tim Apple. The guy's name is Tim Cook, if you don't know, and at an American Workforce Policy Advisory Board meeting this week, POTUS just substituted the company he works for as his last name. Reminder, he also did this to Marilyn Hewson, Lockheed Martin CEO, when he called her Marilyn Lockheed at the White House. Name botches are Trump's brand at this point, but there's something so pure about the nature of that mistake that I just can't stop laughing. The funniest part about the whole thing? Cook was sitting right next to him on the dais, and in front of both of them sat nameplates. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.